Perched on the highest point in Ypsilanti sits the iconic Water Tower, a local landmark which was constructed in 1890. Ypsilanti resident and artist Rick Waddell was inspired by the highly recognizable city structure and made a replica candle of it.
It just had this air of inevitability. It seemed like it had to happen. In fact, I was really surprised that they weren't already being made. A friend of mine said somebody should just make an Ypsilanti Water Tower candle, and it's like the earth stood still for a moment.
Waddell is primarily a painter, but learned through YouTube videos how to make a candle mold.
I created the original out of polymer clay, and then through a series of like four or five layers of silicone, I make a glove mold, and that captures the detail. And then around that, there's a plaster cast.
The Ypsilanti artist began making the Water Tower candles about 3 years ago and says they have been sold or delivered around the world.
I was hearing people tell me about dozens of places around the world they were going to. They've gone to Germany and the Philippines. One was taken to Australia. It was wonderful. A woman who came to tell me that the one she bought last year, she hand-delivered to the Falck Museum in Iceland.
It takes about 24 hours for the candles, made of 100% soy wax, to set. And even though they do have a wick, Waddell says he doubts many people actually burn them.
I let people know that it's okay to burn, and I let them know that it has a long burn time. But I think for most people, they're not interested in burning them. It's more the suggestion of functionality, you know, that it's a candle, but really it's being sort of proudly displayed.
He also makes a candle replica of Ann Arbor's Burton Bell Tower and is thinking of other ideas to create. You can see pictures on our website, WEMU.org. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.